Proclamation number 8796, dated the April 2nd, 1964. Every person has to accept the consequences of his knowledge. Remember that I do not care for superficiality, that I only value what comes from the bottom of your heart. As soon as you believe that you honor me with formal actions, you perform a kind of idolatry from which, however, you should detach yourselves in order to be even more sincerely affiliated with me, in order to allow my presence into your hearts, which is completely independent from external formalities and customs and can only take place when the heart alone is speaking. I keep telling you that you have distorted Jesus' pure teaching, that you intertwined it with human concepts and now attach greater importance to this human work than to my gospel, which only embraces the two commandments of love. For anyone who lives with love vouches for my teaching. But irrespective of how conscientiously you comply with all the human requirements you added to my gospel, if the love I taught you is not in you, such practices are completely worthless. They do not provide the least bit of benefit to your soul. They only confuse you humans such that you believe to have done your duty sufficiently. Yet every dutiful action is already utterly worthless because it excludes the human will. And even if human requirements are voluntarily observed, they nevertheless cannot comprise the blessing which a single act of love incorporates. But anyone who feels sincere love for me brings all his thoughts to me. He enters into a heartfelt dialogue with me when he is on his own. He will not need an atmosphere, which is more likely to stop him from truly thinking of me. An ignorant person acts accordingly and thus can also be forgiven for his lack of knowledge, but someone who is in possession of truth, who knows that external practices and customs are worthless before me, especially if they serve to deceive people's thoughts, will also endeavor to free himself from them. He will evaluate every inner experience and all knowledge as activity of love, and his bond with me, which can only be established in his heart, will become ever more intimate. I myself certainly founded my church on earth, which is built on the rock of faith, but I founded no organization. This is already clear from the fact that they are outwardly recognizable and gain greater external acceptance, but they can leave the inner person untouched if he does not sincerely strive for me and the truth. Only my word itself shall be the substance of a community, and by way of the word people should fulfill the commandments of love, by way of love attain a living faith, and thereby also an innermost bond with me. Then they will be members of the church I myself founded on earth. Now I try to give the truth to all people, but only few accept it. But anyone who accepts it will soon acquire profound knowledge, and from this knowledge he should also accept the consequences, because no one can serve two masters. However, when a structure is built which opposes this knowledge, then it is obviously the result of my adversary's influence, which is proven by every external process that serves to give a completely false idea of my actual will. And then the enlightened human being also has to detach himself from my adversary's fabrications. Anyone who cannot accept the truth sent to him by me due to his own lack of love or his low degree of maturity will understandably not want to relinquish his error either. To the one who knows, however, falsehood is recognizable and remains as such, thus the work of my adversary, and then he, who knows, only complies with worldly requirements. But then it is not a religious service, it is a mere worldly matter, a consideration for other people who, however, should also be guided into truth and not be strengthened in their wrong belief. It is certainly difficult to proceed against a tradition, and it will not be successful anymore either. Only a few will free themselves because their desire for truth is remarkably strong. I myself, however, cannot make any compromises. I can only clearly inform you about error and truth, and then you have to decide for yourselves and demonstrate your decision. Always remember that it is an exceptional gift of grace to guide you into pure truth, that every human being can certainly use this gift of grace, but that, on the other hand, it is an immense deed of love on my part when my spirit speaks so audibly inside a person that he can identify it, so that I can transmit the truth to him in accordance with his will for truth. And this gift of grace shall also be utilized such that a person accepts the truth and even supports it against those who are still tied to traditional or organizational regulations. Only someone detached from these is also freed from my adversary, otherwise there is still a risk that my adversary will try to win him back, that he will weaken his will. However, I will never let go of a human being again once he has submitted himself to me. I will not leave any person to my adversary again once he has sincerely chosen me. Amen.